This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for August 26th, 2020. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Laura. And this blew up in a hurry. Laura expected to hit the Gulf Coast tonight, Wednesday night, as a very dangerous Category 4 hurricane. It continues to rapidly strengthen, expected to bring what the National Weather Service is calling a catastrophic, unsurvivable storm surge, extreme winds and flash flooding to the northwest Gulf Coast. At last check, National Weather Service reporting maximum sustained winds of 125 miles per hour with this storm. Laura will reach the upper Texas and southwest Louisiana coasts this evening, Wednesday night, move inland, and the center of Laura forecast then to move over northwestern Louisiana tomorrow, Thursday, across Arkansas Thursday night, and then into the Mississippi, the mid-Mississippi Valley on Friday, bringing with it heavy rain and the accompanying problems that that will bring. Topic number 4, Kenosha, Wisconsin. 3 people shot during riots Tuesday night in Kenosha. This is the third night of violence following the shooting of the police shooting of Jacob Blake, who was shot in the back, according to reports, while trying to enter a car with his children in the back seat. 2 people dead in the shootings on Tuesday night, a third seriously injured. Now, despite Governor Evers' decision to declare a state of emergency after a second night of violence Monday, police and the National Guard largely absent from video that has gone viral on the web from the Tuesday night violence, which at times devolved into what appears to be open street warfare between protesters, rioters, and armed people allegedly there to protect property and businesses. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth told the New York Times that police are investigating whether the shootings resulted from a conflict between demonstrators and a group of armed men to protect local businesses. Based on what I could see from the video, it appears that the shooter was acting in self-defense. He'd been chased by a group. He tripped and fell, was set upon by 3 members of the crowd, and then he opened fire. Meanwhile, a second cell phone video has emerged of the officer-involved shooting of 29-year-old Jacob Blake, showing the incident in a slightly different light than what's being reported by the mainstream media. The footage showed Blake fighting with the officers before he took off and ran to the driver's door of his vehicle with police on his heels. Now, he opened the door of his vehicle. If you're a police officer, how do you know what he's reaching for inside the car? Video suggests he may indeed have had a knife and ignored orders to drop it prior to being shot by police. It also suggests that Blake's girlfriend had lied to police when she said that he hadn't been hostile. Now, locals from that area are suggesting that the violence is being stirred up by activists driving to Kenosha from nearby Milwaukee and Chicago, torching buildings and basically stirring up trouble before driving back home to their own communities. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, again, reportedly turning down offers of help from the White House. And interestingly, the Democrat activists, alleged journalists at CNN and MSNBC, have finally noticed that incidents like this and this one that's also gone viral on the web. From Washington, D.C., a video of a crowd of Black Lives Matter protesters, mostly white people, in fact, I don't see any African-Americans in that image, basically intimidating customers at restaurants in Washington, D.C., demanding that they raise their fists to show solidarity with the movement. The footage here showing demonstrators yelling at one woman in the Adams Morgan neighborhood and has prompted a backlash on social media and, interestingly enough, from the Democrats with bylines at CNN and MSNBC. Many accusing the protesters of acting like an aggressive mob, you think, and using intimidation tactics to order diners into submission. Responding to the footage, MSNBC host Joe Scarborough described the activists as horrible people, and CNN's Don Lemon said Tuesday he wants Joe Biden to stop ignoring the violent race riots springing up around the country, not because of the crime or the death or the property damage or the deep divide that it's causing in America, but because it's showing up in the polls and appears to be helping Donald Trump. This is ironic because back in May and June, Lemon and his fellow CNN personality, Chris Cuomo, were actively supporting violence in the streets in honor of or in support of the Marxist organization called Black Lives Matter. Topic number 3. Fort Hood. What is going on with the soldiers at Fort Hood? The body of a missing soldier, believed to have been found about 30 miles from Fort Hood, identification suggesting that this was the missing soldier, Sergeant Elder Fernandez. Fernandez, the third soldier to go missing from Fort Hood this year, according to CBS. Two have been found dead this summer. CNN reports at least seven soldiers stationed at Fort Hood have died or been found dead since March. The most prominent case, notorious case, really, is that of Specialist Vanessa Guillen, whose remains were discovered a few weeks ago, months after she disappeared. There have been 23 deaths this year among the post's 36,500 soldiers, according to Fort Hood officials in a statement. One of those dead took his own life when he was confronted by law enforcement about the disappearance of Vanessa Guillen. According to officials, these deaths include seven off-duty accidents, seven suicides, one combat-related death, four homicides, one of which was on the base, two of natural causes, one undetermined pending an autopsy, and one drowning. Again, statistically, this seems improbable. What is happening at Fort Hood? Topic number two. The UAE is not A-OK. United Arab Emirates canceled a meeting between the U.S. and Israel over the announced F-35 sale. The purchase of the F-35 fighter jet is considered a top priority by the UAE. They also consider this linked to the normalization of relations with Israel. Last week, President Trump announced that an agreement is under review for the UAE to buy the F-35, and a U.S. defense official said that the deal could be reached, or hinted anyway, the deal could be reached within 6 months. However, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu went public to deny knowledge of the deal and to let it be known that he opposed the sale of the F-35. Emirates, not happy about that. The news site Axios said the Emiratis wanted to send a message by canceling the meeting. They felt that Netanyahu's statement violated an understanding between the UAE and Israel following their historic announcement back on August 13th of the normalization of diplomatic ties between those two nations. Coming up, we got some new information on the Defender Conference from Skywatch TV, which goes live tomorrow, Thursday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Some new details, a couple of new presentations to tell you about. Also, how to get it onto your television set. And don't mess with the Scots. That's next on 5 and 10.
COVID-19 has changed everything. Because of the coronavirus, we can't bring the sold-out Defender Conference to Branson this year. So we decided, if we can't bring the conference to Branson, we'll bring it to you instead. Skywatch TV's 2020 Defender Conference is going virtual. If you thought you were going to miss out because you couldn't travel to Branson this year or because the conference sold out too quickly, now see and hear world-class speakers, cutting-edge presentations in the comfort of your own home. And to make it better, we're adding new speakers like Steve Quayle and New York Times best-selling author Joel Richardson. And don't miss what Tom Horn says will be his last conference presentation ever. Plus, we'll add all of the presentations from the 2019 Defender Conference, so you're getting two conferences for the price of one. Sign up now, Skywatch TV's 2020 Defender Conference. Virtual, but bigger than ever. It goes live August 27th, 2020. For information and registration, log on to DefenderConference.com. That's DefenderConference.com.
Topic number one today, the Scots Wiki. There is a Scottish version of Wikipedia. Most nations have one in their own language, but it turns out virtually the entire Scots version of Wikipedia, which has more than 57,000 articles, was written, edited, or overseen by somebody who clearly has no idea whatsoever how Scots actually speak or the Scots language. The user, apparently a prolific contributor and administrator of the website, which is at sco.wikipedia.org. You'll want to look this up because it's hilarious. sco.wikipedia.org. They've created, modified, or guided the vast majority of the edits on the Scots Wiki. 200,000 edits spread out over 10 years. Tens of thousands of articles written in English with occasional and sometimes hilarious letter changes, such as replacing the letter Y with double E. In other words, somebody doing a bad impression of how Scots speak, of a Scottish accent, and then writing it out phonetically. has posted more than 200,000 edits to the Scots Wiki, as though this is how Scots actually speak. This has been going on for the better part of 10 years, and it was only noticed today when somebody on Reddit decided to look under the hood and find out what was going on. Why are all these pages on the Scots Wiki reading like a bad impression of Scotty from Star Trek? According to the Reddit user, quote, people embroiled in linguistic debates about Scots often use it as evidence that Scots isn't a language. And if this, the wiki, was an accurate representation, they'd probably be right. It uses almost no Scots vocabulary. What little it does is usually incorrect, and the grammar always conforms to standard English, not Scots. Two examples on the screen behind me from the entry on villages. A village, V-E-E-L-A-G-E, village is a clustered human settlement or community larger than a hamlet but smaller, S-M-A-W-E-R, than a town, T-O-U-N, with a population ranging from a few hundred to a few thousand, sometimes tens of thousands. And finally, somebody noticed, which I guess goes to show you that the Scots are intelligent enough they don't actually need to use Wikipedia. At least that's how I choose to use it, or choose to read this. Stand 2020, Skywatch TV's Defender Conference goes live at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Now, here's the thing. It's being launched like, say, Netflix or Amazon, launching a new season of a television show all at once, so you can binge watch on your own schedule. So if, for example, you live in the Gulf Coast and you're about to experience a disruption of power, or perhaps you have to flee the area, you won't miss anything in real time because the conference basically will unfold on your schedule. 47 presentations now, including a brand new presentation we just received this morning from Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. So that one added to the list. You watch these on your schedule. They will all be available to you at 2 p.m. Central Daylight Time, Thursday, August 27th, and available for 90 days thereafter. There will be DVD sets available after the conference, of course, after this weekend, but you are free to watch them in any order you want, watch them as many times as you want. You know, watch all of the health-oriented ones first, watch the, you know, Tom Horn's new presentation, whatever you like. It's all up to you. They will be released tomorrow, again, 2 p.m. Central Time. There's information on how to get the videos from the internet, from Vimeo.com, which is the company that hosts all of our video content, to your television set at the website for the conference, which is defenderconference.com. There's a video on the top in the header bar. Look just below that at the menu bar, and there's a link, how to watch on TV. And when you follow that link, there's a short explainer video from Vimeo, about 90 seconds long, that explains your options on how to get it from their servers, essentially through the Vimeo app, which you can add to the Vimeo channel, to Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, or Apple TV. That allows you to get it from your Vimeo account into your television set. There's a link to a help page if you need more specific instructions. You could also just do the simple thing, or the which is take an HDMI cable and plug it into your laptop and run the output of your laptop from Vimeo.com, the website for the conference, into your television set. That would work as well. However you choose to do it, you can watch it on a big screen. And again, all 47 presentations, more than 35 hours of video available at once tomorrow to binge watch to your heart's content. Again, the website for the conference, defenderconference.com. That will take you to the Vimeo page when you link there. And that has all of the videos, which, again, will be released to the internet and to the world 2 p.m. on Thursday, defenderconference.com. This week on by the way, there's also a brand new web-exclusive program featuring Tom Horn, Josh Peck, Joe Artis Horn, and yours truly, discussing the conference and some of the presentations therein. You'll find that new presentation, the new program, web-exclusive, at SkyWatchTV.com, our YouTube channel, or the SkyWatch TV mobile app, or, of course, our online web set-top box channels, the SkyWatch TV channel for Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire TV. This week's over-the-air broadcast on our network affiliates is the first of four programs featuring Tom Horn and Terry James' new book, Antichrist and the Final Solution. You'll find the broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program at skywatchtv.com/channels. But, of course, if you've got the SkyWatch TV channel on Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire TV, you've got access to the program right now. Just click your thumb on the remote, and we'll be there. You could also download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, whether you've got an iOS or Android device, Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. That brings in all of our video content, the SkyWatch TV podcast, if you want an audio-only version, and, of course, all of our upcoming events, a schedule of events, and news the mainstream media wants you to miss as well. We have links to those app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find all of my stuff online linked at gilberthouse.org, gilberthouse.org. That features the weekly Bible study that Sharon and I produce, the Gilbert House Fellowship. We're right now in the book of Exodus and dealing with some of the miracles there, so a good time to join us. You'll find it, again, at gilberthouse.org. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.
The world is on an end times collision course, and time is short. But the chronology of the future is finally unveiled in the Antichrist Final Solution Special Collection. In this incredible offer, you'll receive the new book by best-selling authors Terry James and Dr. Thomas Horn, Antichrist and the Final Solution, the step-by-step roadmap to the chronological events unfolding now through to the return of Jesus Christ, including the imminent arrival of Antichrist and a totalitarian one-world government. You'll discover the truth about what's fomenting chaos in the streets, the arrival of the false prophet, the coming third temple, the battle of Armageddon, and your own destiny. You'll also receive the new book by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Collision Course, that details how America is approaching a moral tipping point which demands we change course and fight to reclaim our moral compass before it's too late. Plus, back in print for the first time in decades, Dispensations, the complete Clarence Larkin collection. This beautifully bound, oversized collectible book includes Clarence's legendary works on dispensational truth, Rightly Dividing the Word, and the Book of Daniel. We're also including the data disc of Clarence Larkin's nearly 200 hand-drawn charts and images that reveal the Bible's prophetic timeline from the beginning to present day and to the end. But that's not all. We're also including the brand new SkyWatch TV Classics, Volumes 1 and 2. This two-disc collection is valued at $150 all by itself and includes the best of the most popular audio series in the history of our ministry. Now, for the first time ever, you can re-experience entire audio series like Something Transhuman This Way Comes, The Coming Replacement Humans, As It Was in the Days of Noah, Conspiracy Theory Special Edition, The Coming Zombie Apocalypse, and Psychotronic Warfare, all on two digitally remastered volumes. Also, back by popular demand, you'll receive the Best of Defender Publishing ebook collection on DataDisc, featuring 70 of the most information-packed, best-selling books in Defender history. These full-length works are in popular ebook format, so you can read them on EPUB, PDF, Kindle, and other handheld electronic devices, valued at over $700 all by itself. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $940. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. The times we live in today and the future we're headed for explained. The urgently needed Antichrist Final Solution Special Collection is available now at skywatchtvstore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.